Hello and welcome back to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist, Richard Reeb. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. Today is Wednesday, February the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Wednesday after the fifth Sunday of Epiphany, or Septuagesima, which is just sort of pre-Lenten warm-up. So get your Lenten caps on. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, keep your household, the Church, continually in your true religion, that we who trust in the hope of your heavenly grace may always be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Okay, I'm drinking Guatemala blend from Aldi, because good Lord, has the price of coffee gone up. So yes, I am buying less expensive coffee. It's really good though. I have to say, Aldi's, like when they hit, they hit. There's other times where you're like, this is really gross. But this, the coffee's just fine. It's really good. It's a medium roast, and it's going down quite lovely as I was doing prep work for this particular podcast. And again, the question and answer is fairly short, which gave me time to prep for the next question. Some, I apologize, I've been a little delayed again. One of my coworkers in management was out last week unexpectedly for the entire week, and that just sort of put a bit of a strain on everything, and my time and stress level accordingly. So here I am back recording. So we're at question 194 in the catechism. So 194, what are trespasses? A trespass is a sin, a thought, word, or deed which offends God's holy character and violates his law, missing the mark of his will and expectations. So what are trespasses? A sin, you know, what is a sin? A trespass is a sin, a thought, word, or deed. So one of three things, a thought or word or deed, which offends God's holy character and violates his law, missing the mark of his will and expectations. So there's a double bind, there's a double thing there, both the holy character of God and the and his law. So let's read the two scriptural references, neither are being particularly long. First one is Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then 1 John 3:4. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, question 194. What are trespasses? What are sins? A trespass is a sin, a thought, word, or deed which offends God's holy character and violates his law, missing the mark of his will and expectation. I tried to find in the homilies something specific about sin, but it talks, it's almost like we, I don't know what I say, the modern mind has sort of thought of sin in a different way than maybe the more ancient mind. Maybe that's just from my own perspective as an American, seeing things as they go down. We've sort of imagined things as something really bad that's maybe poor character or less than noble motives, but it's not necessarily sin. I won't go into any real specifics, but I think maybe if you're, you know, an observer of American culture, that's, you can see what I'm saying by being vague in that sense. We don't have this classical sense of us being miserable offenders, as say the 1662 prayer book would put it. you know, if you were shaped by the 79, you may not have run across such harsh phrases as you would as maybe in some of the older prayer books. I think specifically in my own private devotions, I've been switching to the 28. I find partly because I actually have a printed copy of it. I don't have the 2019, and I had been using the app on my phone, and it just was still, you know, sort of the medium is a message thing, right? Like I kind of wanted to get off my phone. So I have a 28. I don't like the 79. The 79 is just, it's lame. technical parlance, it's lame. 1928, right? Older language, but at the same time, I grew up on the 28 prayer book. I went to a parish in the 70s and 80s as a kid, Episcopal Church parish, and they specifically resisted the 79 when it came out. So in the 80s, it was, you know, part of its what particular stance was being against the 79 prayer book. It was specifically a 28 prayer book, right? And I was a kid. I was born in 70. So a lot of these things were happening around me as a child and not really understanding what was going on. So the prayer book is in the back of my head as the 28, like as my memories of a kid, as being a child in church, a young man in church too, was the 28 prayer book. And so when I use the 28, there's a certain resonance that really wasn't coming with the 79 or the 2019. So I've been using the 28. It's also a particularly American prayer book. With our particular tradition. So why am I going into all of this? Well, part of it was just talk about language, trespasses and sins and things like that. And so, you know, what is this idea of a sin? And we've used these two scriptural references. And of course, this catechism goes on to talk about it in a little more detail. But I think there's a resource, there's a thing, I think, I'm of the opinion, I'm going to read the Great Litany. I think the Great Litany is a great way of thinking about the multiple ways in which we fall short. So I'm going to go through the Litany, and I think that will help sort of elucidate all these ideas of trespasses of thought, word, and deed. So the Great Litany. O God the Father, creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Spirit, Sanctifier of the faithful, have mercy upon us. O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, one God, have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Jesus, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forebears. Neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord. Spare your people, whom you have redeemed with your most precious blood, and by your mercy preserve us forever. Spare us, good Lord. From all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the works and assaults of the devil, from your wrath and everlasting condemnation, good Lord, deliver us. From all blindness of heart, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all lack of charity, good Lord, deliver us. From all disordered and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. From all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of your word and commandments, good Lord, deliver us. From lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine, good Lord, deliver us. From all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity and submission to the law, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, good Lord, deliver us. by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial. Good Lord, deliver us. By your glorious resurrection and ascension, by the sending of the Holy Spirit, by your heavenly intercession, and by your coming again in power and great glory, good Lord, deliver us. In all times of tribulation, in all times of prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. We sinners beseech you to hear us, O Lord God, that it may please you to rule and govern your holy church universal in the right way. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of your word, and that, both by their preaching and living, they may show it accordingly. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to send forth laborers into your harvest, to prosper their work by your Holy Spirit, to make your saving health known unto all nations, and to hasten the coming of your kingdom. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to give all your people increase of grace, to hear your word with humility, to receive it with pure affection, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to give us a heart to love and fear you, and diligently to keep your commandments. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to bless and keep all your people. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, that it may please you to rule the heart of your servant, Biden, or Paul, Joe, the president, and all of the in authority, that they may do justice and show mercy and walk humbly before you. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to bless and guide all judges, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to bless and keep our armed forces by sea and land and air, and to shield them in all dangers and adversities. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to bless and protect all who serve their communities by their labor and learning. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to give and preserve for us and for others the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that at the harvest we may all enjoy them. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to make wars to cease in all the world, and to give all nations unity, peace, and concord. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, that it may please you to show mercy on all prisoners and captives, refugees and the homeless and the hungry, and all those who are desolate and oppressed. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their work or travel. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to strengthen the bonds of those in holy matrimony, to uphold the widowed and abandoned, and to comfort all whose homes are torn by strife. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to protect the unborn and their parents, and to preserve all women in childbirth. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to care for those who have lost children or face infertility, and to provide for young children and orphans. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to visit the lonely and those who grieve, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, and to comfort with your presence those who are failing and infirm. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to support, help, and deliver all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to have mercy on all people. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, that it may please you to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sin, negligence, and ignorance, and to undo us with the grace of your Holy Spirit, to mend our lives according to your holy word. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to strengthen those who stand, to encourage the faint-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. Beseech you to hear us, good Lord, to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To grant that in the fellowship of all the saints we may attain to your heavenly kingdom. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. Son of God, we beseech you to hear us. Son of God, we beseech you to hear us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And that wraps up the Great Litany. I think that's about all I got to say about trespasses. The catechism goes into more. Want to thank you for listening. Feedback, amateuranglican at gmail.com. Gmail.com. Or amateuranglican at gmail.com. Shout out to Mark Lee for being the very first person ever to donate to the cup of buy me a cup of coffee. The link is in the show notes. If you'd like to donate to the cause, this will help defray some of the costs of the production, and I hope free up some other resources for other things I'd like to do. I don't want to talk about them until I really have them much more at hand and ready to go, rather than something that's a pipe dream and never actually comes to fruition. Let's see, all the things that I'm supposed to say, that being one of the things that I always say. Let's see, you can look at my website, amateuranglican.com, amateuranglican.com. I've written on a few things in the past, not a lot of current writing. The time just hasn't been there. I think it's freeing up a little more as work becomes a little more stable. Last week was sort of an aberration. So we'll see how it goes. Or writing, and I mean, it's one of those things you got to practice. But I'm going to close with a general Thanksgiving. Following the Great Litany, it just seems more apropos. So here's the general Thanksgiving to close, and thank you for listening. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives. By giving up ourselves to your service, by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.